Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee for Monday, September 9th. I'm the committee chair, Bob Lederer, and I'm going to ask our secretary, Michael Novick, to please call the roll.
Okay, Teresa Allen, KPFT. Carolyn Burton, WBAI.
Excuse me, there's somebody, something on the background, in the background going on. Oh, good, that's better. Yes, Carolyn is here. Thank you.
Okay, I didn't hear it. Fred Lair, KPFK. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA.
Present.
Kim Kaufman, KPFK. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present. Somebody's heavy breathing. Please mute.
Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Present. Yeah, it seems like everybody ought to just mute as a general rule.
Bob Lederer, WBAI, is present.
Here.
Frank Lefevre, WBAI. Michael Novy, KPFK, I'm present. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Serene Roberts, WBAI. Richard Ezell, KPFT.
He notified the committee that he can't make it tonight.
Okay, thank you. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
And Jane Zarr, WPFW.
Present.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a quorum.
Okay, thanks, Michael. And did I hear someone else just come on whose name wasn't, who didn't have a chance to respond?
Yeah, this is Kim.
Oh, hi, Kim.
Okay.
That's Kim Kaufman, KPFK.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have quorum. So let me first ask if someone would volunteer to be timekeeper tonight. I will announce the times for each item, so all you have to do is, you know, keep a watch and let us know when we're at the end.
Margie will do it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me read the draft agenda that I put out, and then we can discuss it. First item would be the report on the PNB motion adopted August 14th concerning the NES and the election process. That would be, well, I put 10 minutes, but that's really just reading the motion. I don't know that we need to discuss it, so that could be a one-minute item. Number two would be status of National Election Supervisor job applications and membership cleanup. I'm suggesting 5 minutes for that. Three, report back from Michael Novick regarding the request that this committee made to the National Finance Committee for projections on the ability to pay for election costs and next steps. I have 20 minutes for that. Number four, the next steps with our own timeline working group. I have 15 minutes for that. Number five, next steps on cost-cutting measures, including, and then there's five sub-items. The first would be report back on anyone on the committee who's gotten responses to the letters to nonprofits that were sent out. I have 5 minutes for that. Then, and this one I am just adding in response to Michael's posting of the proposal. So I would next insert his proposal to combine the elections.
Teresa here.
Hi, Teresa. That's Teresa Allen from KPFT. So I would add the proposal to combine elections for 15 minutes. Next would be e-balloting and whether we need to draft a request for proposals. That would be 20 minutes. Next, various other cost-cutting proposals for 15 minutes. And then whether to form a working group on cost-cutting for 5 minutes. And then the next full item would be setting the next committee meeting. We had talked about having a second meeting in September, but we didn't set it because we wanted to get everyone's input to make sure we can reach quorum. Anyway, that would be a five-minute discussion. And then the last item would be reviewing the status of the committee motions passed in 2012 and 13 but never acted on by the PNB, and that would be 15 minutes with a time certain adjournment at 10:30 Eastern. So the floor is open for discussion, amendments, or anything.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
There seems to be a number of people, at least one, whose phone is not muted. Could everyone please mute unless you're speaking?
Yeah, that would be helpful. I think it's star, it's #1, I believe. Okay. Was that it? Was that all you wanted to say?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so any questions or comments or amendments on this agenda? Okay. Well, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this amendment of this agenda? Okay, hearing none, and it's adopted. So the first item is just a report, and I can just read the text because we have it here in the agenda. The PNB passed a motion on August 14th that reads as follows. Move that the interim executive director hire a national election supervisor and to hold elections before the end of 2014 if legally possible. The IED to set the time schedule, manner, format, and means of the elections. So that's the motion that was passed, and, you know, for the rest of our meeting, I'm sure tonight we'll be talking about what the implications are, the next steps, et cetera, et cetera. So, unless there's anything burning on just the actual motion itself, can we, any objection to moving on to the next step?
Yeah, I have a few questions.
And this is Kim. I guess with the point of information, but I'll let Carolyn go.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, it seems totally unrealistic to me. We haven't heard about finances, money available to hire a national election supervisor. What kind of report are we going to get, considering that there is no money to implement this particular motion?
Well, actually, Carolyn, if you recall, that's the third item on our agenda, is a report back from Michael Novick from the Finance Committee and, you know, what we should do about it. So we're definitely going to deal with your question, but just a little bit later.
Well, what is the 10 minutes on this item for then?
Well, perhaps you missed it when I said that was a typo, and really all I thought we needed to do was read the motion so everyone on the committee was clear.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
That's okay. All right, Kim?
This gets presumably... This was passed by this committee or was
it? No, but only by the PNB. Our committee didn't weigh in on this.
The PNB... So, okay, then I'm confused. When was this motion passed?
August 14th.
Like a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
Correct.
I don't know why I don't remember this.
Yeah, no, there was a whole discussion. Well, I shouldn't address it. I mean, I listened to it on the stream, but maybe one of the PNB members can say. I know it was discussed.
There was a discussion, and people voted, and more people voted for it than voted against it. This is Margie. I'm sorry, I'm speaking.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. For some reason, I just didn't remember this. So why are we talking about this?
Well, this is kind of central to our work. I mean, our role as the Elections Committee is to offer as many recommendations as we can to make the elections run smoothly and properly and bylaws compliant, and that's what we've always done. So, of course, we need to know what the PNB policy is on it. So,
Janet Kay,
could I get on the stack? It's James.
Sure. Go ahead.
Teresa for the stack.
And then Teresa.
Janet Kay, I had a...
Okay.
Margie would like to be on the stack, too. You know what? We're way past a minute on this.
Oh, good point.
I think we better set a time limit or something.
Right. Okay, so far there's four people want to speak. One, can we try, and please everyone keep in mind the remaining items on the agenda that may answer whatever questions or even comments you have, but it's fine if people want to speak. Shall we say 5 minute extension? Any objection? Okay, so then five more minutes, Margie.
Okay, I'm
okay.
on it.
So I'm sorry I didn't write everyone
down.
I
want to be on the stack if there's time.
Yes, certainly. I'm sorry.
Janet,
Hang on. Let me tell you what
I think there were people on the stack. This is Jane, but I think Teresa might have been before me. I don't know.
Okay. What I recall is Jane, Teresa, one other person, and then Margie. Who was the other
Janet
one?
Janet Kay. What about Janet Kay?
Thank you.
All right. Oh, Janet, were you before me?
Yes,
Someone's breaking up. I can't understand.
Yeah, you're breaking up, but please go, and then I'll go, or whatever.
You're saying to Janet?
Okay, yes. Janet, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to hear a report back from Margie, which she probably will give us, what has happened since this motion was passed. What has she done?
Yes, that is the next agenda item.
Great.
Okay.
Well, no, it's not. That's just about the NES I'm talking about. The setting, the time schedule, you know, the whole resolution.
Okay. Well, we can ask her
an update.
We can ask her to expand her report to cover whatever she's done to implement that motion.
Okay.
Just the last.
Excellent. Thank you.
Just the last speaker will turn her phone volume down just a little. It may cut out that kind of choppy sound.
Okay, Jane is next.
Okay, so just briefly, I think it's a good thing that the PNB voted that there would be a time frame for the elections to occur. It may be a bit optimistic, and this committee has the duty to sort of temper that optimism in terms of the time frame, but at least there's a political will that there is an election. So that implies that the funding will be allotted for it to happen. And that's just my sort of rose-colored interpretation. And I really don't want to go beyond that at this point without, I think the chronology, like the agenda, maybe this should have been later just because all the other things that will be discussed sort of have ramifications. But, you know, being politically naive, I think it's good that the PNB said, yeah, we're going to move forward with elections. So we're trying to do that, and, you know, we need the resources for it. And I guess that's where the horse race is. That's it.
Okay. Teresa? Teresa, are you there?
Hear me.
Yeah, now
can you hear me now? Okay, great. I was on mute. Okay. I'd like to ask our IED, Margie, how much money we have for the elections?
I don't know the answer to that question yet. I think Michael Novick has been conferring with the National Finance Committee, and I think he's going to tell you what we know at this point.
Well, why did the I guess you might have some advice or reprimand for this committee. Obviously the PNB decided to relinquish all control for this election to you.
So
is it not a shame that this committee did not do its job?
I voted against the motion, Teresa.
Well, it doesn't really matter if you voted against it if the majority voted for it. You're just following their instructions. I mean, you can count the votes and say, well, I think I'll vote against this since it's passing. You know, I just have to be, I'm sorry, I have to be a little bit
skeptical. Beg your pardon. That's so unfair. I'm sorry.
Yeah, can I ask that members should not impugn the motives of any other member on this committee?
I said I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, we're giving all the control for this to the IED because this committee did not do its job, and we still don't know how much money we have to run the election. I mean, I don't understand why we as a committee did not hire somebody. But I think the reason why, if you ask, the reason why we didn't hire somebody is because we didn't know if we had the money to hire somebody.
So I voted.
Now our IED and our national board is telling us we still don't know how much money we have, but they're going to conduct an election.
Hank to the stat.
Okay. All right. Next on the stack is Margie, and then Hank.
Okay. I don't think this. I don't agree with this motion. First of all, I think that the committee is doing a fine job and should continue working on this. And I think we need to know how much money we have. And I don't plan to behave dramatically differently than I have before, except that, you know, clearly the PMB, the majority of the PMB said to me, get on it about the election. And I'm very anxious to do that. When I have a chance to tell you all what I've done, I will tell you, and we'll see where we are. Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon, but the time, the 5 minutes has expired.
Okay. Is there any objection to allowing Hank to speak, and then we'll move on? Okay. Hearing none, go ahead, Hank.
You know, the committee has been doing its job. It's done the same job 3 or 4 times now to try and get this election. You know, we've gone through schedules. We've gone through pretty much everything that needs to be done. The problem has been that there really isn't any money, and everybody is pretty thoroughly aware of that, or should be. You know, we do make money in fund drives, and some more money comes along, but it's already spent. By the time we get our hands on it, we already owe it. And we just passed a $150,000 deal to fill one hole in WBAI and dug $6,000 to $25,000 holes with it. So, you know, really we set ourselves up for future failure there. But, you know, there just isn't the money for it right now. We're going to have to find a benefactor. We're going to have to actually do some national fundraising for a change, a huge change, and self-fund it in essence. I can't see that the financial situation is going to turn around for us at Pacifica fast enough for anyone to be worrying about pressuring anyone or being upset with anyone about the financial situation as it is. We can be upset at how it got that way, whatever, or the fundraising efforts at various stations, or the absolute lack of fundraising at the national. But, you know, nobody on this committee has tried not to do their job. Nobody's tried to do the job wrong. We've tried to get parameters for it because apparently they vary from year to year. And, you know, this committee really has been judicious about trying to do its job. You know, I think we have at least 3 fully developed timelines that we've come up with already. So it's not a lack of this committee. It's a lack of the organization overall.
All right. Thanks, Hank. Okay, so now we're ready to move on to Margie's report. And since we've expanded the scope of that a little bit to not just job, National Election Supervisor job applications, and not just membership list cleanup, but also just generally her actions and plans in terms of implementing that motion that I read earlier, why don't we allocate 10 minutes? Any objection to 10 minutes on this item?
Could I just ask that someone else keep time?
Sure. Who would volunteer?
I'll take it.
Who's that? Jim. Thank you, Jim. Okay, so 10 minutes. Go ahead, Margie.
Okay, so let's see. After the last meeting, I posted the job, and I reposted it on several free sites. I attempted to put it on Idealist, and it hasn't worked yet. They have I'm caught in a strange matrix, and I tried to reach a human being there today and was unable to get to a person. They already have Pacifica listed, and I need to go through some other people. Anyway, it was taking more time than I had to spend on it, but it was posted on the CPB free website, and it was posted on a bunch of websites. I forget what it's called, Unity Journalists, which is a conglomerate of black journalists Latino journalists, women journalists, and LGBT and Asian journalists. Anyway, it's a unity website, and they do free listings, so I posted it there. After I did that, we actually got one more application. So then I extended the deadline. I have extended the deadline till next Monday, and I have asked the GMs to have I've asked them before, but this time I asked them a little harder to have a an announcement read on the air, and I've sent it to all of them and asked them to please have people announce it this week in an effort to beef up the pool. Meanwhile, I reached out to a couple of different organizations to see if they would be interested, because I was thinking maybe we don't have to hire someone. Maybe there's another way of approaching this, but I haven't found anything fruitful yet. I'm very interested in the question of what money there is and what money people are putting in their budgets for this coming year. And I think Michael, who's on the Finance Committee, has some of that information. I think that's it. What else did you want me to report on?
The cleanup of the membership list.
Oh, the cleanup of the membership list. Okay.
Wait. Can we just respond to the first part? Because that
sure.
was really big.
That's fine. We can break it into pieces. That's Jane. So, yeah, questions. But let me just
And Teresa
please,
on the stack.
Right. Hang on, everyone. I just want to remind you that the very, very next item is a report on finances. So Margie has already said she doesn't know the exact finances, so let's hold finance questions until we finish this item. It's
yes.
less than 10 minutes from now. Okay, so go ahead, Jane.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Margie. I mean, that was heroic. And I just think we could get some law clinic to devote a large part of its time to do this. It's just such a heroic task. And I just wish we could find someone who was some IT wizard that you could just go to and say, do all of these things instead of you having to do all of them. And thank you for doing everything. It just seems that there are so many untapped resources that we can get to have this happen. But I with the time constraints, I don't really know. So I just want to applaud your efforts. That's all.
Thank you, Jane.
Okay, thanks. So I heard Kim and who else before I call in?
Teresa,
okay.
Lawrence requested to be on the stack as well.
I think
Teresa was before me. I'll go after her.
Oh, okay. All right, so Teresa, Kim, and Lawrence. Teresa?
My point is this. You talk about expanding the pool. I was under the impression that the reason why we had not selected an election supervisor was not because the pool was small, because I think we have capable people. I know of one in particular that I would trust with my life.
Okay, please do not name any names of any people.
I'm not naming a name.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but the point of the matter is we're talking about enlarging the pool, when the fact of the matter is I'm under the impression that this committee did not select someone because we didn't know how much money we had. So I'm confused about why the IED would not know how much money we have or why we would still even need to wait for a report.
Margie, did you want to answer that?
Well, Teresa, I'd love to have you come here and spend a day with me. I just would love that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is that I am insanely busy every day. Mm-hmm. I'm a retired woman. I'm 71 years old, and I am doing a full-time job, you know, and I'm doing the best I can. And I don't participate in the National Finance Committee phone calls, and I don't know how much money we have. Or how much money stations have budgeted for next year. I'm sorry, I just don't have that information. I have lots of other information I can share with you, but not that.
Okay.
Well, I was under the impression that if the stations did not have their budgets in within a certain period of time, that the finance committee would make their budgets for them. So if we still don't know what the station budgets are, then somebody needs to put their foot down and make that decision for them, because that is just jerking the national office around.
Okay, once again,
and the CFO should tell the IED how much money we have.
Excuse me, as I said, we are about to discuss the budget in the next item, so let's please hold that item till we hear Michael's report on what's been happening on the Finance Committee. And then
the orders of the day, please.
Right, that's what I'm trying
Janet
to do.
Janet, I can respond to Teresa's question about...
Are you're on the Finance Committee?
No, she asked about the pool, and she was saying...
But the only person who knows about the pool is the IED.
Thank you, Janet.
So
may I just say that... My memory was...
I'll add you to the SEC.
Well, she had a question, so Margie responded. I wanted to respond.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so it was my memory that when Bernard Duncan was IED, he was the one who said that the pool was too small or not diverse enough. That's what I remember. Nothing about the money part.
Okay, thank you. Done. All right, next on the SEC is Kim.
How many applications are there?
Now? I was unable to check today because Lachelle was out ill. I think there are six.
Uh-huh. What number are you looking for?
I want to look at the applications.
Well, how big a pool do you need?
Yeah, could I get on the stack too? Just a point of clarification.
Yeah, sure, but hang on. Let's finish this Q&A with Kim and Margie.
It's just my understanding that we're also scrolling for people who might want to work voluntarily. So,
well, personally, I don't believe that's possible. This is a hard job, and I don't think this is something you want to volunteer for personally, because if somebody
might as well try.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Hang on, Jane.
You can try. I wouldn't spend a lot of energy in it. It's the kind of job you really need somebody who makes a commitment. And if you get a volunteer, they'll go, you know what? I don't need this. I'm out of here. Somebody who needs a salary has a little higher commitment. That's my opinion. But good luck with finding somebody who wants to do it for free. What number in that pool are you looking for, Marky, before you decide, you know, we have somebody we like?
I'll see what we have on the closing day, which is next Monday, September 15th, and I'll notify the committee.
Okay.
Thanks for the stat.
Okay. So I have Lawrence, Jane, and Hank. Lawrence?
Yes. I'm glad that the people who are... I'm just going to say it. The people who are pissed off on this call also are the people that voted against having elections a couple of years ago. So I'm glad that they saw the light and they kind of motivated to have this election. You know, I don't have any questions, but I fully support my vote for the IED to hire... an election supervisor, a national election supervisor, and I stand by that because I want elections, as opposed to those people who voted against having elections this past election cycle. Thank you.
Okay, Jane. Jane, did you still want to speak? All right, we'll come back to you, Hank.
Bob, you had time.
Okay. Is there any objection to 1 minute for Hank to speak? Okay, go ahead, Hank.
Well, you know, mostly this is a comment about the, I guess the folks that are trying to argue look bad, and that's all it is a continued attempt going on since D.C. to make her look bad. For any reason possible, to make the majority look bad for any reason possible, And really,
excuse me, point of order. This is a, you know, what is it? Giving motive to people.
I'm speaking.
No, point of order. This is out of line to give motive to what
people
are saying.
Okay, Hank, hang on 1 minute. Okay, so a point of order has been made. I have to rule on it. I just want to reiterate what I said a few minutes ago, that everyone speaking should avoid characterizing anyone's motives on this committee or on the PNB, please. So go ahead, Hank.
Well, I'm not really ascribing motives. I'm just stating what's been going on because it's happened with three speakers for sure. They're not talking about substance. They're talking about attacking Margie. Everybody knows that the close of the pool is on the closing date, not by a number. That's just very, very basic.
Point of information.
So if we could please talk about the business at hand that is being reported on infections here and ask the appropriate questions in the appropriate sections.
Point of information.
Yes.
How many times has the deadline been extended?
Margie?
Sorry, I was on mute. Twice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so we're done with this item, and now we're on to the finance item, which everyone's so interested in. So we're going to hear
Point of information?
Yes.
Okay. May I ask, what was the reason why the National Board...
Okay, no. Hold on. I'm framing the agenda item, and then you can ask your question. I thought you were asking
about the agenda.
Hang on, okay? You're not in order right now, okay? What we are about to do is hear Michael Novick, who is our one member who's also on the National Finance Committee, to report back on what was the response to the motion this committee adopted at our July 14th meeting. There was a request to the National Finance Committee to do an assessment of, and now I'm reading the text of our motion, to do an assessment of the capacity of each of the five stations and the national office to cover the expenses of the 2014 delegate elections based on the assumption that the electoral calendar will span both fiscal years 2014, which ends, by the way, on September 30th, and 2015. This should include a review of amounts included in the FY 2014 budget for elections and amounts actually available for that purpose. The Elections Committee suggests using the actual expenses of the 2012 election as the guideline while it works to find ways to lower the expenses. The Elections Committee requests that this analysis be provided by the National Finance Committee by August 15, 2014. And I forgot to tell Jim on the timing that we have 20 minutes for this item. So I'm going to first give the floor to Michael to update us on what's happened since this committee passed that motion in July.
Just a point of information. Carolyn, please. Point of information.
So is Carolyn, who was the other person with
Kim.
The question?
Kim.
And Kim. Carolyn first.
Yeah, I think the second half, we missed the second half of that previous motion, which was the status of the membership list cleanup.
You're absolutely right. Thank you. Good point. Okay, yes, we should really go back and finish that. So can we allocate an extra 5 minutes for Margie to update us on the membership list cleanup?
Thank you.
Any objections?
Okay. It won't take 5 minutes.
Good. Okay, go ahead, Margie.
Just my point of information, Bob.
Yeah,
can you send me that motion? I have a hard time listening to long motions like that.
I posted it yesterday to the committee, and I CC'd you. And
I'll look for it.
And just a reminder, please sign up for the listserv so we don't have to separately CC you. Okay, go ahead, Margie.
Okay. It's not very clear to me. I've asked the GM several times. I know that work is being done at KPFA, and I know that PRA has recently updated their list, and we are working on the list in the national office, but that doesn't apply to elections. And so You know, this is something that's hard to do, and I would appreciate it if PNB members would talk to their local station management as members of the election committee and talk about how important it is that this task get done. You can say that I reported here that I've asked repeatedly, and I haven't gotten very many positive responses.
Okay. Any questions for Margie about the list cleanup?
Yeah, Carolyn, I'm going to start, please.
Go ahead.
And Kim.
Okay.
You know, I've been on the elections committee since forever, and I find Margie's response really avoiding the issue, if I may. The power to
okay, please don't characterize
that,
motives. Just say
I'm not
what,
talking about it. I'm
just
trying
say
how
what
I
information
it.
You're
I'm
not
trying
getting
to.
Yet.
I'm trying to. The general manager has charge of the executive director has charge of the general managers, and it is the job of the ED to tell the general managers what to do or enter something into the personnel files that they have failed to update the list. This is an important factor in our finances. We need those lists updated every single year. And managers who just avoid the issue or are allowed to get away with it are not helping us. We need Margie to say, this is going in your personnel file, you have a deadline, and do it and let me know that it's done. It's not rocket science. It just takes the will of someone to do the list cleanup. We cannot have elections. We can't do fundraising. We can't look at our membership database, do any stats on that without that. So please, I'm asking that this board ask the ED to direct, not ask, but direct the general managers to do their jobs. Thank you.
Hank, to the stack.
Okay. Kim and then Hank.
Teresa, for the stack.
Okay.
I'm just going to say I agree with Carolyn, and it's up to Margie to make them do it.
Okay. All right. So, Hank?
Well, I would wonder if anybody told Ms. Reese to do that last year or the year before, because the same people...
I haven't said it has nothing to do with it.
Excuse me. Don't interrupt him. Go ahead, Hank.
Because, again, they're going after Margie on this. And
she's the ED.
Excuse me. Please stop interrupting people.
Well, please stop allowing nonsense to be.
No, no. Everyone has the right to state their opinion.
Well, it's not
nonsensical to let it go for years and then blame one person. And some of you have been around for those years and let it go.
I'm sorry, Hank. Hang on. I have to say something. Nobody on this committee has the right to interrupt any other member while they're speaking. So please be respectful of each other. Finish, Hank.
Well, you know, this problem has actually been going on for years, at least 6 years that I can think of. So the people that have been on in the past 6 years have no business being angry about it at this late date, any of those past 6 years, because they haven't directed the directors at any time to do it. It's a big
point of personal privilege.
Hang on, Hank. What is your point of personal privilege, Carolyn?
I am one of those people who has, in fact, directed EDs to do this, and it has not been done. So please do not impugn my actions. I have directed it. It hasn't been done. So please do not say things that are not so. Thank you.
Well, it is so that there hasn't been a motion passed in the last couple of years to do so. So, at any rate, I'm back to the same point.
Point of order, that's just not true. That's not true.
You'll have to produce the motion.
Thank you.
I
can't it's not
find
true
it
at all.
Anywhere.
Well, this is not the time or the place.
Okay, hang on. Carolyn, you can't just... Hold on, everyone. Carolyn, you can't just speak without being recognized.
No.
If someone has a point of order, they state point of order and wait for me to recognize them. Now, did I hear someone say point of order? I didn't think so. So go ahead, Hank, finish, and then we can call on other people.
At any rate, I agree that it is important. I agree that it's critical. I agree that Margie should absolutely
tell the managers, each one of them personally, to get it done and impose some sort of penalty if they don't. That's perfectly doable. It's perfectly legit. And it is long overdue, not just on Margie's watch, but long overdue. Otherwise, it wouldn't be such a big problem just to get it done for the 1 year.
Okay. All right. So, Jim, how are we on time? I think we had 5 minutes on this list cleanup item. Is that
time is up?
Time is up. Okay. So now we're
I'm still on the stack.
Okay. Well, we have to extend if we're going to hear Teresa. So, I guess.
This is Kim. I move to extend.
All right. By how much?
I don't know. If Teresa's the only one on the stack, then five minutes.
No.
10 minutes. What do you want?
2 minutes. 2 minutes, one person. Let's get something done.
Okay. So we're going to vote.
This is Margie. We gave Hank a minute when we ran out of time last time, so I proposed.
Well, I think Hank took more than a minute, didn't he, Margie?
Okay.
Took more than a minute, yes.
Yeah, you weren't timing, right.
Okay,
with
hang
interruptions,
on, everyone.
I did.
Hold on, everyone. Margie, finish your point.
I just think we should give Teresa a couple of minutes and let her say whatever she has to say. That's all.
Okay, let's vote on 2 minutes first, and if that fails, then we can vote on the 5 minutes. So,
is there an objection?
Is there an objection to 2 minutes? Okay, hearing none, then we extend for 2 minutes. So, Teresa, go ahead.
I want Margie to say, what was your deadline? When did you ask them to give you the lists? And what was the deadline? And who did not meet the deadline? Which stations do you still not have that information from? Because if it's from KPFT, I want to know so I can jump on the manager's case.
KPFT is one of the KPFT, WBAI, and WPFW. The last message I had from KPFK was that they were working on it.
Okay. And who is the general manager there?
There's a new interim general manager, Newberry Fields.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chair, since they brought that point up, can I ask?
KPFK and KPFK have not gotten the report.
What information?
Have any stations gotten the report completed?
I don't think so.
Okay, Lawrence.
I'm happy to tell the GM.
Point of order, I'm confused. I thought you just said KPFT had given you the information you needed.
No, I didn't. I said, I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood your question. I have not had a report from KPFT.
She said that K is working on it. No one else apparently has completed it, or at least if they have, they've not reported it. Folks have to listen.
Okay. I heard Lawrence with a question.
Thank you. I will get on that.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to make the statement that I'm going to talk to Superior Fields to see exactly where the status is on the list cleanup. I'm sure Kim will do it as well. So,
okay. Breaking up.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lawrence. All right. So I think our time is up on that. So now we're back on the finance matter. You all heard the motion that we passed in July. So now let me give the floor to Michael to report what's happened since then.
Bob, Jim.
Oh, yeah. And this is a 20-minute item, Jim.
Okay. 20 minutes. I just wanted a point of information. I just want to report that WPFW is also working on their list. They
committed
that for me last week.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Okay, Michael, go ahead. Michael, are you with us?
Hello, am I audible now?
Now you are, yes.
Okay, I don't know. All right, so I can't go into the level of... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Michael, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I can't go into the level of detail I could at a National Finance Committee meeting. The National Finance Committee and the National Financial Staff are still digging out of huge data holes that have been in existence for some time. The general conclusion at the National Finance Committee was that from the money that was allocated in the current fiscal year budgets for an election, there is nothing available to actually hold an election. None of the stations although the money was in the budget, either expenses exceeded, other expenses exceeded budget, or projected income did not reach budget, and none of the stations really have that money in hand, or just in the office. As far as the upcoming fiscal year, 2015 budget, the only station that has submitted a budget up to this point to the National Finance Committee is KPFT, and that was sent back for rework. The committee did instruct all the stations to include funding for an election in the 2015 fiscal year. I think it was a general conclusion of the committee that there is no possibility of funding two elections in the 2015 fiscal year. In other words, since it looks like the late 2013 election is basically going to be held in fiscal year 2015 starting October 1st, there would not be additional funds for the currently scheduled 2015 elections that would also take place in fiscal year 2015. That's why I submitted the motion that I did, which we'll get to later in the agenda, that we combine the 2015 election with the delayed 2013 election, essentially, in this upcoming fiscal year, and probably early in the calendar year 2015 is what will practically work out. I think that the stations, for the most part, are probably carrying over the budget figures that were in the 2014 fiscal year for the 2015 fiscal year. I'm not sure if that's what KPFT did. I didn't have a chance to compare the two. But that money is probably not as much as was spent on the last elections that were held, which had the election company. I think the last bit of that was just paid off recently. I'm correct by the national office. So as far as this committee, hopefully will come up with a plan for cost cutting that will make it possible. And, I'll speak in favor of my motion later. I think it's essential to combine the two into one. I guess that would cut the cost in half. The other four stations have not submitted budgets yet. KPFK, where I am, is we're expecting a proposal later this week, and our finance committee is meeting next week at our LSB. Also next week, I think KPFA might be closer to a budget, and I'm not sure about WBI and WPFW, but we're scheduling numerous finance committee meetings during the rest of the month of September to try to get this done one way or the other.
Okay, are you finished, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll open the floor for, why don't we start with questions for Michael, and then we can go to comments and suggestions.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Michael, can you tell me what steps the CFO is taking to get to make sure that we get our CPB money this year?
Point of order, Chair.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry, this does affect our budget.
Let me,
absolutely every budget is affected by the fact that we don't have CPB money.
Teresa, let me hear Lawrence's point of order. What is your point?
Well, my point of order is that I believe that Teresa's question is out of order. We're talking about the elections budget. I mean.
Well, I'm going to rule that it's in order because sources of revenue do figure into availability of funds.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Thank you.
Yes, Hank.
I feel like it's inappropriate because she's asking a question of a party that's not here. You know, you can ask anyone in here and get a variety of answers, but it's not the person that has the answer.
Well, I think the appropriate question, if it wasn't worded this way, is what has the Finance Committee, which Michael is a member of, been told about the status of the CPB funding? So I think he can answer that. He can't say what's actually, 100%. So go ahead, Michael.
I can answer that the CFO is still trying to get the money that was never paid to us. The instructions from the National Finance Committee to the stations was to draft a budget without any new or additional CPB funding. And that if that money comes in, it will be used to pay down debt, not to balance budgets in the current operations. So that's the best answer I can give you. That was the other instruction along with budgeting for elections in the current upcoming fiscal year, in the upcoming fiscal year 2015, October 1st through September 30th of 2015. Not to budget, not to incorporate CPD funding in the budget, operating budget for the stations.
Okay, so are there more questions for Michael? Okay, if not, then the floor.
Well, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
There are two parts to what was on the budget. One was the local expenses, and one was the national expenses, which probably, I guess those stay national expenses. So both of those need to be taken into account of. And I don't see any reason why everybody's budget wouldn't stay the same amount as the last election, because I haven't heard anything that would change that amount. And just for the record, KPFK has no financials yet, none. So to talk about having a budget, we have no record of what was spent this year yet. So it's pretty hard to know how big a deficit we're in. And how we're KPFK, no matter what happens with CPB, KPFK does not get CPB money going forward. We're too small. Our listenership and our donors is just too small. CPB said, forget it. You don't deserve any money. So we have a sort of a different, bigger problem than others regarding our budget, because we can't
imagine
getting that
money. All five stations are told not to include CPB funding in the budget for fiscal year 2015.
Janet K.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Maybe because of the audit that they still can't get. I don't know.
Okay, Janet K.
Okay, so speaking of national, so what is the status of the budgeting for national when it comes to elections, like paying for the NES and other costs that are nationally based?
This is Margie. I can respond.
Sure. Go ahead, Margie.
I'm sure it's not a satisfactory response. Raul and I are working on the national office budget. It is to be submitted, I think, to the next Finance Committee meeting. I'm sorry, I confess I don't know when that is. And we're trying to figure out, given that we have entered into a number of payment agreements in order to avoid having our properties seized by the courts, we're trying to figure out what's realistic. And I don't have an answer for you yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. Any more questions, or are we ready for discussion? Okay. Hearing none, well, then the floor is open for comments or questions, whatever anyone wants to say. Who wants to speak?
This is Teresa for the STAC.
Okay, let me ask if anyone who hasn't spoken in this round wants to speak.
This is Kim. I'll say something.
Okay, well, both of you have spoken. So, Teresa and then Kim.
I would just like to say the Finance Committee must insist that the CFO take specific steps and report to them specifically on what he is doing to get our CPB money. I want specifics.
Okay. Now I am going to rule that this is beyond the scope of tonight's discussion. It's one thing to ask for information about what's happening with that, but it is not our role to say what the Finance Committee should do about income sources. We can make suggestions about paying for elections.
Mr. Chair, you're telling us that we have relinquished control over
that's a different committee than the Elections Committee. That's why there is a Finance Committee. So you can take that up with your local representative on the National Finance Committee and make that proposal, but not here. So
it sounds to me like, well, whether it's the Finance Committee or the PNB, somebody needs to get some specifics out of our CFO.
Okay, that's for a different committee.
Lawrence, to the stack.
Okay, so I had Kim and then Lawrence.
And Carolyn to the stack, please.
Okay, and then
The upshot of what Novick just said is basically we have no idea what's going on, especially at KPFK. So we can't make any predictions about what money we actually have available for anything at this point, especially at KPFK. Maybe some other stations have a little more clarity, but KPFK presently has zero. So the fact is we have no idea.
Okay. Lawrence?
Well, I believe we still, at KPFK, we still haven't gotten our financials, the latest financials. Is that correct, Michael, in regards to what's supposed to be budgeted for the election?
We have zero. We have got
Michael.
Zero for the whole year.
Okay,
zero financials.
Hang on, Kim. Michael.